So let's find a comfortable position. Maybe rock back and forth a little. You could rock forward and back. And you can close your eyes or lower your gaze, whatever helps you to bring the awareness inward. Oh, and let's just have some full exhales. If it feels right, you can make a sound on the exhale or a kind of sighing. And let any part of your body that's any obvious areas of tension can. You can invite those areas to release. Take a moment to notice what it's like to be in your body right now. Bring your awareness into your heart. And feel the breath flowing in and out of the heart. As we're breathing in and out of the heart, you can be listening inward and you can clarify yourself and an intention. You can have the intention to, in some way, open your heart, to free the heart. As we practice together. So let's scan through our lives and bring to mind some aspect of yourself, some behavior, either from the past or current. That has felt unforgivable. So again, I encourage you to pick something that feels accessible to you with a level of charge that feels workable today, not picking the most intense or traumatizing experience, but something that's available to you, manageable for today. And see, where have you been pushing yourself out of your own heart? Maybe you have felt that you were being too judgmental or controlling, or you've hurt those who you hold dear. Or maybe it's hard to forgive yourself for harming yourself in some way, maybe through addictive behavior or not living up to some of your standards. And as you sense into what is unforgivable, you can. Feel into what's so bad, what's so wrong about this behavior or emotion or way of thinking. So let yourself feel What's aversive to you about this? What's so bad about this? Let's let the awareness explore more deeply. What's the part of you that's driving you to act in this way? We're feeling into this behavior that we've done or that we do. And sense, what is it asking for? What is this behavior motivated by? Is there a need that you're trying to satisfy? Is there a fear that you're trying to soothe? What's going on inside you that's creating the impulse that has you acting out in this way that you condemn? If you hurt another person, were you acting from hurt or insecurity or the desire to feel safe? See if you can witness yourself in this vulnerability through the eyes of someone very dear to you, a friend, a relative, a divine being, or maybe the most awake part of yourself. Seeing it from this perspective, can you hold this with compassion, with some sense of understanding? As you become aware of these underlying desires and wants and fears, see if you can feel them in your body, feel them in your heart. And even though you dislike these behaviors and you're not condoning these behaviors, can you hold them with compassion? With a wise and caring witness that's awake and engaged. From here, maybe you'd like to put your hand on your heart or hold yourself in a hug or put your hand on your cheek. And as you do, try out, find a phrase that works for you. Something like, I've been causing myself suffering and I forgive myself now. Or simply, forgiven, forgiven, it's okay. Or maybe it's, I care about this suffering. Or maybe it's not words, maybe it's a stream of energy that's warm and gentle and clear. Now you can see what arises in response to this. Offering this self-compassion or intending this forgiveness, and maybe fear arises, or judgment, or shame, or numbness, or grief, or resistance. And you can even meet the resistance to forgiveness with this same compassion, and forgive the resistance. You get stuck, you can remind myself, it's my intention to forgive when I'm able. Acknowledging that forgiveness has its own timeline, it's its own healing process. Honoring that. My intention is to hold this with compassion and forgive when I'm able. You can scan through and notice if there's any judgment creeping in about how you're doing the forgiveness practice. And that too, my intention is to hold this with compassion and to forgive. Including whatever is here, whatever arises with forgiveness. The sense that we're resting in our truth and the wholeness of our being. That we're leaning on the center of ourselves, that which is inherently tender and kind. These last few minutes of the meditation, really resting into kindness, into gentleness. If it's too intense, you can notice the sounds that you hear in the room or outside the room. You can feel your hand on your heart or on your cheek, or resting, your hands resting in your lap. Resting in this tenderness. We come to the end of the meditation. Notice how the body feels. What's it like to be in your body right now? I'll sound the bell 3 times, and you can take your time as you come out of the meditation. So maybe you want to deepen the breath. Maybe you want to start to wiggle. Let's see what would be soothing to the body, what kind of movement. Maybe twist. Maybe a big stretch. Around your space. And we will transition into drawing. So any tenderness that you may feel can bring to the drawing. So let's get our materials. And the background circle, if you made that during the week, then you can bring that out. Or if you didn't, you can just use a blank piece of paper. We're going to make some concentric circles. So I got a lot of responses to last week's drawing pattern drawing practice. And I just want to share with you that the range of responses to that practice were significant. Some people said that was so wonderful. I felt so great. I loved the grids. I felt safe. I felt supported. I really enjoyed the structure. Other people said, that was terrible. I never want to do that again. It gave me a headache. The full range and to the different kinds of pattern drawing. And so I just want to affirm whatever your response was, that's beautiful. It's who you are. And that's your response to that kind of drawing. And you will have some kind of response to the drawing today too. It might be wonderful, it might not be. So really just honoring our own experiences. I am gonna draw with black. Yeah, you can see it. I've painted a light blue circle. So we're gonna do concentric circles. This is a practice that is now very dear to me. And especially coming out of the forgiveness work we're just doing, take a moment to consider what you want to put at the center of your circle. You could put forgiveness at the center, the intention to forgive yourself. You could put tenderness, love. See what arises for you now that you can put at the center. And then that's what we'll be circling around. So begin by noticing your pen or your pencil. Feel that in your hand. And feel the paper. And we'll begin making just a tiny circle at the center. And connecting that with our intention for what we're centering around, whatever that may be for you. And then we make the next circle out. So you can choose how close together you're going to make your lines, your circles. Now, I find it really interesting to respond to the previous circle. Meaning if there's a little wobble in one line, then I'm responding to the that wobble in the next round. You can choose whether or not you can experiment with that. You can also notice the point where the beginning of your circle and the end of your circle touch. That may make a mark. And so you can notice that and maybe appreciate that as part of the character of this drawing, of this practice. You can also play around with what happens if, as you're finishing your circle, you're taking your time, making your way around the circle, and as you approach that end, you lift, you kind of fade out the line, even though it's a pen, it's really difficult to fade out. You could fade out and experiment with stopping the mark making just before it touches the starting mark. I have found this to be somehow fascinating. So as we're drawing, notice your breath. This beginning and ending of the circle can be also just an invitation into the present moment, to be with this line, this segment of this line. And you can take a break between circles. You could take a break in the middle of the circle. But as we complete each circle, it's a great opportunity to have a kind of reset. You'll also notice as we continue on our outward journey that the process of drawing the circles shifts as the circles get bigger. When we're with these really small circles, we can do the drawing from our fingers. As they start to get a little bigger, we can do them, or asked to do them from the wrist. And then you may come to the point where you want to be drawing from the elbow or even the shoulder, or you might want to be rotating your paper. So experiment. I do it differently each time. But let yourself really take your time. I catch myself rushing sometimes. Just let the circle be slow. Notice your breath. Notice your grip. This practice has, it's about the beauty of imperfection. So if you find yourself judging or frustrated or it's not going the way you wanted, you can remember what you put at the center of the circle. And remember that the beauty is in the imperfection. Take your time. Notice if you can hear the sound of the pen on the paper. Notice if there's a scent. What's the scent of your space right now? Where do you feel the body breathing as you draw? Can you enjoy this? Where can you be really curious about this process? Taking your time, letting it be slow. you have more than one thickness of pen, you can experiment with changing pens, or you could change colors. And you can also experiment with having more than one circle going. You can have overlapping circles. Notice if you're gripping more than you need to. Let your face relax. Let your shoulders soften. See if you can enjoy each moment of the journey circling around this intention, letting it reverberate and ripple out. These could be the ripples of a puddle, of dropping a stone in water. It could be the rings of a tree with your intention planted at the center. And each circle is a year, a whole lifetime, really. Your intention could be the sun at the center. And as you make your way around, this is the planet in its revolution. Notice the body breathing. Notice your grip. And stay connected with whatever you put at the center. you get bored or frustrated, you can take a break, look around, shake out your hand. And when you come back in, find your curiosity. Where exactly do you need to shift in order to complete the circle? Where in your body are you drawing from? Your fingers, your wrist, your elbow. Are the wobbles happening in the same area, in the same quadrant every time, or all different places? Is there a pattern? When are the wobbles about the grip or something physical? And when are the wobbles about your mind? Or hearing a sound? Each one, as each moment, as we're making each line, you can just leave it behind. Really staying with the place where the pen is touching the paper right now. Moving slowly. And circling. Embracing the variations as expressions of this moment. As expressions of the perfection in the imperfection. When you feel done, you can be done. You can make another one. You could start a different one. You could have two going at the same time if you like. If there are variations in the background that you laid down, you could respond to those. What I mean by that is if there's a splotch, for example, in your background color, you could start another center around the splotch so that you have multiple centers on the same page. Or you could be making your way around your center, and you come to a splotch and the line stops there, or it goes around the splotch. Or you leave a big gap between lines, but stay centered around the same center. Continuing to take your time. And be with the place where the pen is touching the paper as it moves. Notice your breath. Let your shoulders soften. Watch the unfolding of these circles. This topographic map of this moment. So keep drawing as you like.